Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good, man. No problems.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Busy. A lot of baseball, but I was happy to be back out there.
Everything's going well with sports.
So far, so good.
No problems.
No problem.
Is it school sports or still?
For my oldest, he's playing for the high school team.
Right.
And then my youngest he's playing
right.
for his baseball team.
Yeah. Is that rec?
He plays, whatever.
It's not Parks and Rec, but whatever it is.
He plays for you.
A league.
He plays outside. In a league, yeah.
Well, does your youngest want to play sports in high school?
Yeah.
Does he want to play football in high school?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I just wasn't positive.
Yeah.
I know your oldest.
He's not interested in
football. Not interested in football. Youngest wants to do it. And obviously, he's already been playing football.
He has.
But has there been any, debate about... I mean, you made the decision at some point. You and his mom made the decision
at some point.
Like, it's okay. Is there still any ongoing debate?
No.
No? Just kind of like keep an eye on it and...
We just sometimes get into arguments sometimes if he says his head hurts or something.
Oh, like you and your ex?
Yeah.
Gotcha. About whether or not he should continue playing or...
Yeah, so or play this week or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's no, I've yet to find some sort of consensus on what to do.
I don't know that they have one.
No. I mean, they have, each state has one for high school sports.
Okay.
Like, if you're suspected of a concussion, then this.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, everything's fine.
Yeah.
He hasn't gotten hurt yet.
So, I mean, I've heard some people say, don't play at all. Then you have some people who say, if they get this many concussions, then that's when I would, say, they've had too many concussions of this. And then some people I've heard say, if they get one bad concussion between these ages, then, maybe it's like... What are they supposed to do? What's the rule here? We know what it is. We know that it happens. But it kind of feels a little bit like one of those... I don't know what to compare it to. But one of those things that kind of gets out of control and everybody's talking about it. And then it becomes, everyone who plays gets this.
Well, they say that.
And that's, kind of what it became. Like, everyone's brain, when they play... ends up looking like Aaron Hernandez's, right?
Right.
And if you go back and look, that's not, what they've said. Not to say that they haven't said that they can see signs of damage. And they also did say, hey, we think that it turns out you could get, hurt earlier, playing at a younger age than we thought. You don't have to be playing in college or pro sports.
You can get it all the time.
But they didn't say that I see anywhere, but every kid who plays a season of football, going to have it. That's it. That's all there is to it. They're going to have
CTE. And I don't know what's the... You know, I'd like to know, because, you know, we know, and it doesn't matter. I watched the movie, whatever.
Yeah, that's but, like the last thing that we got was that documentary in the movie with Will Smith.
Right, and I've watched it, and I get it. So CTE is obviously a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to know, like, what's the difference between a regular person? And I mean regular person is, like, non-athlete. Like, do they still hit their head around? Do they have CTE, too? What about if you got into three car wrecks? Do you now have CTE and have more propensity for violence? Like... I don't know the answer to that. I just think, you know, is it so maybe you're like, well, there's more of a chance of getting it on the football field. Sure, probably, right? But
what about avoidable sports?
Period. Even if it's not other sports, but like, yeah, so you get more of them, I guess, playing football, you have a higher likelihood, but are we all going to get it anyway because our heads are too big and stupid and they flop around?
Right, and then they said soccer players get it. So then you start doing this, okay, well, what about
why I like baseball.
The net positive? Well, yeah, baseball, I guess you're not hitting your head very often.
Somebody hits you in the head, you got a helmet on, I don't know. Rarely do you get beamed in the head.
That often, yeah. Right. It's not expected that every day you're going to get hit in the head.
And if you do, everybody...
runs out
and carries it. Baseball. Well, there's a fight. Then maybe someone got hurt.
Right. And does the good.
If you get your head hit in football, I mean, it's still a big deal, but they're like, you're all right.
Well, we've changed it. It used to be like, look at that kid get it. He got his bell that. They used to say it's about everybody.
I played it like, bam.
Junior high,
like,
high school.
Right? You're like, I think so.
Everyone thought it was
funny. Are you?
Right, like, woo-hoo-hoo. That kid got hit. And I mean, even the parents, you know. The parents of the kids like, whoa, Billy. Yeah. Do you know where you are? He's like, what's my name again? And everyone thought it was funny. And on TV, when they were showing the games, they would show the replay of those hits from every angle in slow motion over and over and over. That changed with that movie and documentary. It was like suddenly you get the big hit. They give you a bit of a replay, but we're not going to get the up close and super slow-mo over and over. The last time I remember that was that Bengals.
They don't want kids to not play.
Well, that's probably part of it. They don't want to scare parents, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you end up having kids who don't play, you know, you don't have an NFL.
Right.
I mean, literally, you don't. If they stop playing, then that's it.
No. I mean, and if you did have one, it would suck. I mean, imagine, like, everyone just starts learning to play football at 24 or whatever.
Right.
Like, all right, come on. You're not going to be very good.
It would be, or you just have a bunch of, you know, I don't know, maybe, but it would be problematic if you had less. You want more kids to pick from, obviously.
Yes.
To make the teams better.
And in most sports, you want them to continue to get better, to break those old records, at least stay as good. You know, when you think about the athletes from 100 years ago playing baseball, you like to think that the athletes today are probably better.
I always wonder, I know there's no way to go back. I wish they could go back and check some of those dudes' heads who played with leather football helmets. Because there was at one point.
That was they were saying maybe
Joe
we should
Paterno
do that.
Was like, I'll tell you how to fix it, get rid of the helmets.
Yep.
And they're like, what?
Yep.
You 90-year-old senile.
Do you like rugby?
And he's like, no, if you get rid of the helmets, people protect their heads.
Yeah, and they don't hit each other head to head.
Right, they don't do all that.
Because
but now they
use
they
their helmet
like they're
as
invincible,
a weapon. Yep.
So they don't worry about their heads. But if you put on, and I was like, well, I understand.
He wasn't
that
the
logic.
Only one that said it. I mean, it became a thing for a while. Like, you know, but maybe do rugby players get it less than NFL players? How do we find out? Also, can we please get to a place where you can test for it without, you know, having to cut someone open? I don't know what the technology is like now when they put someone in an MRI machine. Maybe they can see something, but remember that was the thing at the time of the documentary. The movie was like, you know, the only way to know is to take a look at the brain, and so the person has to be dead.
And the helmets are getting better, I guess. But you know, as the helmets get better, the people get faster, the hits get harder. I think there probably is ways they could fix it. I mean, I wouldn't say fix it. Better helmets, they could make the field longer, wider. Make the field wider.
I know they've been
because
working
now
on
you're just
helmets.
Getting faster speeds at a condensed place. You know what I mean? So if it was wider, would you have less people hitting people at such a fast? I don't know. You need the Einstein to figure it out, but in my head, that makes sense.
Yeah,
less people in a condensed space going full speed, right?
They've tried to get rid of some of those things that they know are the most dangerous, you know, like changing the kickoff
rule.
Which I heard they're changing the kickoff rule again. They're voting on it today.
A tackling.
What about tackling?
You can't drop hip tackle anymore.
This has already passed? They already voted on it?
I think they did. If not, they're voting on it. But I think the rule is that starting this year, you can't drop hip tackle.
Interesting. I didn't see that one. I saw today's Monday, yeah, that they were voting today on the new kickoff thing.
Which will be tough for, I don't know, if you want to see what a drop hip tackle is, you can Google it. But that's like that's like how Trent McDuffie tackles. So if he's getting, how he tackles somebody bigger than him.
Okay.
That's what he does.
Okay.
He drop hip tackles, and they're saying you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, here it is. NFL players seem irate after owners unanimously approved new rule that bans hip drop tackles.
Yep.
Interesting. Yeah, I missed that one completely. I saw the thing about the kickoff change. They were going to vote on that today, which I didn't totally understand. I also saw that they're thinking of getting rid of the first down chains, which, you know, okay.
Okay.
People like the idea of technology in sports making things more fair, making things more consistent, which I totally understand. I am kind of a fan of the replay, but I listened to something. Snowgun probably listened to it too, because it's probably some podcast that he sent me. But just talking about our quest for, you know, trying to find total fairness and consistency in sports and how it's actually had kind of the opposite effect in some ways. So I don't know. But the thing about the football, where did it – the referee can't see when there's a pile of guys how far exactly the football made it. So if you had a chip in there that says it knows exactly where it is on the field and this is how far it made it, I mean, the technology clearly does exist.
Yeah.
The thing is, do they want to do that? Because there is this debate about, like, in this pursuit of perfection – of fairness and consistency, there's apparently some unintended consequences. So, I'll find you this this thing. It was interesting. These players talking about it. Like, there were certain things that they gave as examples. There was a woman who's a track runner. I think she's like an Olympic track runner. And you know, when you're sitting there getting ready to launch, they have the firing pistol, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she got they got these new systems to try and stop false starts. These new, you know, computerized systems to try and detect false starts. And they realize that, okay, when a pistol fires, it's not just when the pistol fires, it's how long does it take for that sound to travel to your ear and then for your head to compute it and then to go.
Sure.
So they came up with this number. This is the number. So the problem was she was getting these false starts because she
could hear better.
And it turns out she could hear better. She could hear better. She could compute it faster. And they'd actually come up with this number just kind of randomly that they were using. And up until then, it had been working, but she could hear it better. So then what she had to do was she had to start slightly delaying her response.
BS.
Right. So they're like, you know, issues.
Because my head computes
it's faster. Exactly. So
you think there'd be a way to know, like, did they start right when that person pulled the trigger? You think that would
be easy? They had this delay with this formula. If it takes this long for the sound to get there and for your brain to compute it, so it's 1 point, you know, or 0.8 seconds, whatever it is, if she goes before that time has elapsed between the...
I don't love that. I love the idea of, hey, when you squeeze that, you can go. If someone hears it better than you, then good.
Right, which
whatever.
I think is what
good
they ended up saying they'd have to do. It's like, yeah, that makes more sense. Instead of just trying to come
up
with
these... Like, you need to delay, point it. Like, what?
Right, and they were just using that as an example of, like, this is trying to, find the ultimate perfection. Like, but if they actually went when the pistol went, then they got lucky. Because they just went and happened to go because there's no way their brain could have computed it that quickly.
Right.
Well, no. In her case, she could. So, yeah, I don't know. But the thing about the first down chains, that to me just makes sense. Put the sensor in the ball.
If it works.
Yeah, you're right. If it works. If they have any doubts
that it
doesn't work.
I think there'd be
some
sort of controversy anyway.
Yeah.
Because those things aren't accurate.
If the owners decide that, you know, this system is an accurate system,
my phone told people I was at a girl's house when I wasn't. That thing ain't accurate.
Well, right. Yeah, hopefully they're not using...
at least a half a mile off.
Yeah, I don't want them using military satellites in space.
Right.
Hopefully, I think they'd have to set something up in the field. But it's one of those things, like, I understand... I'm a fan of replays.
Are my replays?
What?
We were in an apartment complex, and Johnson County was like, it was a first down. It was a first down.
The Church of Laszlo.
What's going on?
Okay, well, coming up, I got something to tell you.
Oh, boy, what?
So, I'll tell you. Something that I haven't told you yet. Something that happened over the weekend.
Something with your house
something? I'm sure you'll get a kick out of it. Oh, I got plenty of that stuff, but no.
Kenny came over and fixed my ceiling.
He did?
Yeah.
No big deal?
You know what? I didn't even, because it was so far in that corner. He was like, what do you want me to do? He looked like he was sick.
You didn't use the other guy?
He never texted me back.
Okay, good.
So Kenny came over, he cut a hole in the ceiling, fixed it, and
took him how long? A day?
No, an not hour? Even that. Okay. Hour, but he didn't put anything back on. I have a hole.
Oh, okay. There. It still has to be whatever they call that. I don't know.
I have to put drywall back over it. Yeah, but I was, he was like, do you want me to do all that? Put the drywall on it? And I was like, no, dude. And he's like, I'm like, I really, it's so far in the corner. He's like, yeah, you'd never see this. He's like, it's going to dry out now. There's no more water. I'm like, all right. I'm like, well, when I sell it. He's like, yeah, when you sell it, I'll come back and do it. Yeah. I'm like, okay, good.
Because
it doesn't bother me at all. Right.
I used to have posters on the ceiling. Just put posters on the ceiling. Like it's, you know, your kids hung them up. No, I've got plenty of house stuff that I got to deal with. But
this ain't it?
No, this is a little
bit. Is it a secret? You've been keeping a secret from me?
Well, I mean, I guess insofar as like, keeping it for the, you know, last day and a half or today, whatever, I don't know. Look, it's not the kind of thing that most people, I think, would want to talk about.
Okay, good. Well, get me a shot, and we'll talk about it next. I'm excited.
Okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. All right, so I'm worried now.
Well, I mean, I guess now it's over, hopefully.
Oh, it happened?
So, yeah, this is something that happened
over
the
weekend.
There's
nothing that's going to happen to you in the future about this.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, how up on your Greek mythology are you guys?
Well, I know who Zeus is.
Yeah, that's about, you know, it's like,
I know
okay,
who Thor
Zeus,
is.
Right, and then you've got
Icarus.
Oh, yeah, and flew too close to the sun.
Yeah, and then there's Achilles.
Achilles, which one pushed the boulder? Who's pushing
that's
the boulder?
Sisyphus,
right.
That's
and who's
Albert
the water?
Camus.
The ocean is, that's what
Poseidon?
We should know.
Poseidon,
yeah. So we know those, right? Those are the main ones. You guys know Priapus?
Apollo.
Do you guys know Priapus?
Eros?
We even got to the
Priapus.
Do you know him? Do you know who Priapus is?
No.
Priapus. That's the thing you have where you got your tied up.
Whoa. Yeah.
Well, that's true, right?
No, that's Paraphimosis.
Paraphimosis, yes. The god of twisted penis.
Yeah.
No.
Right? Isn't that it?
That is it. That's
I
where
mean,
it comes from.
Closer See? Than if you said the god of water or something. He is...
Priaposis?
He's Priapus.
He's
a minor rustic fertility god. Protector
you got someone
of
pregnant?
Livestock, no. Ooh. Fruits, plants, gardens, and male genitalia. Priapus is marked by his oversized permanent erection, which gave rise to the medical term priapism. You guys heard of that before?
Oh, that's where it's from. Yes, so that I learned about when I was an EMT, that if you come to like the scene of like a car accident and you see a guy, we've talked about this,
yes.
That has a raging hard, that he's most likely has a brain injury. And
How do you spell priapism?
They call it a priapism.
Priapism, okay. Well, I wasn't actually discussing this with anyone, just reading, so it probably is priapism.
If you ever saw a guy like
maybe
unconscious
his name's
with an erect penis that was usually a sign of, like, severe brain damage.
A prolonged erection of the penis. The full or partial erection continues hours and isn't caused by... You had a penis problem?
So I wake up on Saturday morning, and I'm just thinking, like, you know, it's normal. You know, sometimes you wake up, and that happens, right? There's a name for it. We all know it.
Morning.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking, okay. And I'm thinking, like, well, you know, it's... I probably need to use a restroom. I always need to use a restroom when I wake up. I'm sure most people do.
Right, that's why you get it.
Yeah, having kind of a tough time. And usually, though, if I were to use the restroom that would go away then.
It usually goes away. Kind of midstream, I feel like.
Yeah, so it's not going away.
Oh, so you have like pushing and, like angle down?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
the whole thing, and I'm like, what is going on? So it's not going away. So I'm not, at that point... I'm not all that concerned, except that I'm like, well, I don't mentally, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird because my body isn't in sync with my mind right now because I'm not, like, looking at porn or anything, right? And I've used the restroom. What's going on here?
See, okay, so I just looked it up, and it says usually caused by a disease or injury in the brain or spinal cord.
Well, and it's also, it's caused a lot of times by medication. So ED medication can
or
cause. That's why
to
in
the outflow.
Oh, right,
that's why in those
right.
commercials.
Right, if you have an erection for over 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. See a doctor immediately.
Call Slim's mom.
Right. So
probably not the right time for a joke. I apologize.
So I think, okay,
well, I think this is getting to the point where you had a boner for a long time.
I'm going to lay back down in bed for
a while.
Is
your girlfriend in the bed?
She's in working. She's in a meeting.
Okay,
so,
good. Well, then, because laying back down to her next to her probably isn't going to help.
Right. Okay, so I lay back down
in
bed.
Well, I'm not trying to make a joke, though. I'm just saying you might want to go by yourself in a room and read, you know, Newsweek or things. See if this, you know, can take care of itself here.
Well, that's sort of it. I turned on Motor Week, actually. So
see,
you,
that's
you
what
close.
I was saying, right?
And I
laying
thought,
down next to someone that you're sexually attracted to isn't the way to relieve yourself of an erection.
Right. So
I mean, maybe. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, I get what you're saying. So I'm just like, okay, kind of like you with the cartoons and,
sure.
and footy pajamas thing. It's like, all right, I'm just going to
But you still, you're laying in
coffee.
Bed and you have a boner.
Yes. So I was
fully
like, well, I'm going to do my normal routine.
Just have.
I'll go, oh, no. It was, yeah. So I get my coffee, the whole
You're
thing.
You're drinking a coffee with a boner.
Well, because after a while, I'm like, I just got to try and
Are
act
you walking
normal.
Around the
maybe,
house?
Maybe this is now, you know, a mental
we'll
thing.
Just go about and, your business. And
right. And
yeah,
try
but I'm just
to not think about
to
it too much.
Are you in boxers walking
I'm
around
in,
with
I'm
a
in
boner?
My, I'm in my, my
basketball shorts.
No, well, close, but my sweatpants.
Right. But you have a boner, like it's sticking out.
Well, it's in my waistband. So
okay.
I, you know, make my coffee, go sit back
like
down.
Like a gun.
Lay
well,
down.
That's the first thing you do is put it in the waistband, the old waistband tray.
Yeah. Yeah. Lay down. I mean, and look, I mean, I've done
it's
that
your
a
house,
million
you
times.
Walk around however yeah. you want.
So,
but at this point, you don't want anybody to ask you any questions.
Right. So I lay down in bed, and I start watching TV, and I get through a whole episode, and it hasn't gone away. So I'm like, I'm going to try using the restroom again. You know, maybe I still need to go, and I just couldn't. And
try
it doesn't
showering?
Go away.
Try to shower.
Yeah, so that came next. It's like, all right, I'm going to get in the shower. I'll try warm water. I'll try
How long
cold
have you
water.
Had it for this
well,
point?
So at this point,
well,
I
don't know
watched,
if you were sleeping with it.
Well, I was sleeping with it for some
no,
amount of time,
know how long,
but I don't
right,
know how
right.
long. So I get in the shower. I try hot water. I try cold water. That's when I start getting concerned because at this point, I'm doing the math. What time did I wake up? What time is it now? How long has this been going on? Which I know that I had watched 2 half-hour episodes of Motor Week, and I had turned on qualifying, and I'd watched that. I actually went back and looked to see where the marker was. Like, how long did I watch that? I'd been watching that for like 40 minutes. So I'd been watching TV
Good
in
hour.
Bed for a while. We're closer to 2 hours.
Yeah,
and
an hour,
now
40
I'm in,
minutes,
now
hour
I'm in
and
the
a half.
Shower thinking, this is not going away. So then what's the next train of thought?
Have sex.
Or, right. You know, whatever.
Yeah, your girlfriend's there. Did
she's
you try
working.
That?
She's working. She's in a meeting.
This is a medical emergency.
Well, she's in a meeting. She doesn't know anything about it. So
you just sit down next to her.
Yeah, that would have been bad. So I go back into the bedroom and I try the next thing. And,
does it hurt?
Not really yet, but I think it caused it to start because afterwards
it
is
worked.
When it started,
did it work?
It worked, but afterwards it started to become uncomfortable after that. Almost as if, like, I made it worse. You know what I mean? So now I've this whole time been like, don't look this up. Don't look this up. You know, just wait for it to go away. I start looking it up.
Sure.
I start seeing. I find out what it's called. What did you say? It's pronounced pre.
Well, when I learned about it, was priapism.
Priapism. So I find out about that. See that it's normally caused by medications that basically blood cannot escape. And it gets trapped, and, you know, it's an issue. It's a circulatory issue of some sort. It's rare that it happens without some sort of either injury, like you said, or medical
leukemia,
medical thing.
Yeah, it's usually, like I said, if we came onto a scene of an accident and you saw someone with that, a male, obviously, and they were unconscious, that is usually an indicator. They have severe brain damage, and you have to use the C-spine on them and be very careful with the neck.
Antidepressants, alpha blockers, you on any of these?
Exactly. So then a lot of medications I'm reading about, but it's like, man,
alcohol
I've been on,
and drug use,
I've been
you
on
do
the,
that.
I've been on the same medications for quite a while.
No new medication.
And
spider bite or scorpion sting, you have that?
No.
What about those gas station rhino
I haven't used those in a long time,
okay.
So that would have been at least, you know, a couple months.
You got syphilis?
I don't think so.
Cancer of the penis?
Look. I read all these things.
Do you have
okay?
it? Is it right now?
I read all. No, I don't have it right now.
Because I can take care of it. I'm a master.
So I read all these things.
I'm
and
telling
I'm
you,
like,
I've never had one last more than 2 minutes for me.
I can't tell anyone
Snow
about
Cone,
this.
If he's not on medication, you can get rid of him in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Before he even thinks about it.
Yeah.
Now, Snow Cone texted me from the waiting room when he thought he was going to lose his wiener to that medical emergency.
Uh-huh.
I know. Then I knew in that moment, like, wow, he's really scared because he's... He's looking
like
for someone
Googled
to talk
it's
to.
Like untreated, it can fall off.
Right. Yeah, and you had a mountain of time.
Yes.
What?
That's my, like if you left it on the table, it would get like gangrene and fall off.
I didn't know
with
that
snow
was...
cones thing. With snow
I know.
Cones.
That's
yeah.
Why.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they told him at the minute clinic, like, you have to go now. And then afterwards,
they
he found out that you had
the
a window.
Until they knew, like, I was going to go straight to the
urologist
and that they could get me in right away. Like, I couldn't leave the place until Man. They knew I was going straight
And
there.
Then the urologist that tells is... you there's like a window of time and yeah. that you made it there within like 20 minutes
he
or something.
He said if I hadn't been there that day, I'd be in the ER that night getting like surgery.
Having your penis. Just taken off?
I don't know.
Well, mission complete, I guess.
Well, when we looked at
now, you got to find another way to do it. Yeah. It would have been super easy and cheaper, I guess, if you just had them do it then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, twist it now. Just twist it in a circle next time and ask them to do it.
At least you know how to fix it yourself now.
That is true. Yeah, and he said that you can fix it yourself. The problem is you really
you can't because your
can't
brain tells you this hurts too much.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah, you'll have to have Lazar do it for you.
I'll do it with my teeth, sugar.
Yep. Yep.
So. I start reading similar things about. I start reading similar things about priapism. About how if it lasts a certain amount of time.
Stuttering priapism.
I didn't see that.
Well, yeah, if you have stuttering priapism.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. But I did see that it said, you know, if it lasts this long, then you've got a problem. You should be going to a doctor, urologist, whatever. Oh, okay. I am thinking, okay, well, I'm just not going to let it last that long. This is like when I was in the hospital, like, we're going to give you a catheter. And I was like, no, you're not. Mm. And they were like, well, you haven't peed. And I'm like, I will. And
Nashville
I refused
hot.
It. And I'm thinking, I'm gonna will this thing to go away. So I'm looking up how to get rid of it. And it's talking about what they do medically
how to get rid of an erection?
To get rid of it. Well, priapism. Mm. And it's not fun what it's saying
what
online.
Say
you go to a doctor and they
there's no way to do it at home.
They get rid of the blood.
It's not a YouTube video.
Ooh, they gotta drain it.
Uh huh.
Oh, yeah. They drain it.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, that's
no other way to drain it.
That's not an option. That is not an option.
Like I'm being honest. There's no like YouTube video.
Well,
like massage it this way.
No, everything.
I feel like there's something for everything. Like you know, if you get vertigo, they say move your head this way and then that way.
Well, I'll get
like,
to that.
Spin your wiener in a circle or something.
Everything said that you should go straight to the doctor if it's been this long and they need to intervene because. You can lose your wiener, or you can have permanent damage that would you know keep it from functioning.
Do you
like
feel
ever
like this
again.
Is karma for how much you laughed at my
no.
problem?
No, look, I mean, we were supposed to laugh at that.
That's true.
That, we laugh at things
true.
Like that because you came out the other end okay.
Mine's going to explode if there's such a thing as karma about that.
Yeah.
If you had lost your wiener, we wouldn't have laughed. You know, we would have eventually.
Well, eventually,
it just would have taken longer, but. Yeah. Yeah, you got to laugh through that stuff, right? But in the moment, I'm not laughing.
Oh,
now.
No.
So
I can't believe you're going to text me about this.
So, well, I'm thinking I don't want to tell anyone because that makes it more real. And then
right.
also, they're going to be checking on me.
But
and
you
I
have
know
to tell your girlfriend.
That if it doesn't go away, they're going to say, hey, look, now you have to go to the doctor.
So, like, what hour are we
now
at?
Now you
this
have
point?
To go. So now we get to about 4 hours in. Which
four
is
hours in, still erect.
Which is about the cutoff for when they say, this is out of control.
Okay.
You have to go to the doctor,
is
especially
there any
when you don't know.
At all?
It's starting to hurt.
Right.
It's painful.
Well, okay. I'm sure at that point.
So, yeah. And there's no, you
like
know.
Like, just from sheer, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah. It's starting to hurt, and it almost.
It's been basically planking for 4 hours. It's had
seriously.
No rest.
And it feels almost like maybe it's getting worse. You know, I
well,
can't
how
tell.
How could it get worse?
I don't know, but that's
like
what it feels
pain
like.
Would
it could,
get worse,
it could just be that it was
harder.
The pain. But it felt like maybe it was getting more blood trapped in it.
It's, so it's
probably
getting bigger.
That's probably all in my mind, though.
At this point, you're like, well,
it's almost like you could feel that, you know? Like,
okay.
Oh, okay.
So it's getting
like,
bigger?
So now we're, just feels like it's possibly getting worse. Yeah,
I'm
like
saying,
maybe
is it getting
maybe
bigger,
it's
for, more intense, or more pain.
In my head, I'm thinking it might be, but I don't know for
okay.
sure. I can't physically see anything. I think it looks about the same, but. No, I do not tell Brooke. I'm not telling anyone. I don't tell anyone about it because I don't want someone to say you have to go to the doctor.
People are
now.
Screaming on the Twitch. Do you or do you not still have your penis?
I still do. So,
is it still erect?
No.
All right.
So Snowcone just asked that.
Well,
so,
should we finish the story coming up? Have we taken too much time or are we good?
Let me check.
Oh, there's not much left to it, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah,
I mean,
it up.
Okay.
So everything talks about these medical interventions. Top. Problem with that is I don't want that type of medical intervention.
No.
Obviously, no one would. It
no.
sounds awful. Number two, I don't want to get a bill from the ER for $6,000, $7,000, whatever it is, because of this problem like that. But I'm also thinking, are you going to let $5,000, $6,000
right.
prevent you from
having
ever
a penis?
Having a functioning genitalia?
Or having
again?
A penis, period.
Possibly, right. So You know, it's this back and forth. Then it's like, I should tell someone, but I know anyone that I tell is going to say the same thing. Go to a doctor. Go to a doctor. And I don't want to hear that.
Not me.
So you would have, at that point, you would have been looking it up, and then you would have started saying, you would have looked up the same stuff I did, and you would have been saying, yo, dude, I think you need to go to the doctor, which is what I would have been telling Snowcone.
So
but I don't tell Brooke. So I'm like, all right, I need home remedies. I don't want to go to the hospital.
I already rocked you about that.
I don't
YouTube
want to go
videos.
To the hospital. I don't want to pay these things.
Yes,
so
I told you YouTube videos.
I need every single page and page and page of results. It's all talking about this medical stuff. Let me type in home remedies.
Home remedies for erection.
You know, it's
the
not
problem
great.
Is you're probably not getting everything you want.
Well, it's I'm looking
like
up.
Like Sheila's got a home remedy, and then you watch that. That doesn't help.
Well, this is for priapism.
Did you try what happened to me, where you just squeezed
thought
the hell
about
out
it,
of it?
Thought about it, yes. Gave it a shot.
Because that's all it was forcing
blood back out,
of it,
which is what it's a very similar issue, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yours is just, you know, stuck
in a certain spot. Right.
So, yeah, I tried that. It felt like, boy, I don't know if that's the right thing to do, even though I know that it probably is. At least not the wrong thing to do based on what you... So, yeah, I tried that.
I would think that's risky behavior.
That's what I was thinking. This is risky behavior.
I'm
going to
squeeze it, and they're like, what the hell?
Right. That's what you do for the other thing.
And all of a sudden, it just shoots blood out the top like a fire hose.
Okay.
That's what I would be scared about, wouldn't you?
I was scared of lots of
things. Like, if he goes to the doctor's like, I'm going to squeeze it. But if you're squeezing as hard as you can, all of a sudden, like a cork...
I'm worried about a lot of things at that point, but I look
shoots
up
Chianti everywhere.
Home remedies say put an ice pack on it. Put an ice pack on it and alternate between ice and heat. So just so you know, guys, at this point I'm now about 9 hours in.
Nine hours?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you have to go to the
you
doctor.
Gave it another five.
I did not go to the doctor. I thought if I haven't been,
and your
if
girlfriend
still
has a nose, and you're walking around with an ice pack on your wiener.
I haven't. I just now I'm thinking about doing that. I just now I'm finding
after 9 hours
home remedies. Well, I've been looking at all this other stuff, hoping it would go away on its own, and seeing that the only thing to do is hope that it goes away or go to the doctor. And I'm thinking, well, I'm hoping it goes away. So now I look up the home remedies, and it says put an ice pack on it and then get in the shower. Ice, heat, and then get in the shower. So I try the ice. I get in the shower. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to take a shower. She's like, I thought you took a shower earlier. I'm like, oh, no, I was cleaning the tub earlier. I'm going to take a shower now.
Nice.
So I get in the shower, and after having the ice on it, and I'm like, you know what? The pain is starting to subside a little bit. And I get out, and I'm like, I think maybe it's starting to get better.
Okay.
It might be starting to get better. And over the course of the next, like, hour or so, it went away.
Really?
And I was like, holy crap. I can't believe this.
Well done.
I really thought I was going to end up in the emergency room today. My God.
But have we done anything else about it?
Of course not.
No.
Of course not. What else would I do about
it? It's gone.
I'm telling the story on the air.
You had for 10 hours. Yeah. You should talk to a doctor.
I'm talking to you guys about it. There's the
story. We don't know anything about that.
I read about it online. It said, go get the blood. You know,
no,
go to the doctor and have it. Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, you don't see anything about it again.
Snowcone got his taken care of, and they said it's fixed.
Don't listen to him swim. It's gone. It's out of mind.
Exactly.
That's a guy whose wiener tied into a knot and they almost took it off.
I know, but they fixed it
by
squeezing it. And then they said you don't have to do anything now.
They literally squeezed it. They're like, that's it.
That's it. You never have to do anything again. That's what they told them.
Yeah.
So
there's got to be an underlying condition that made it do that.
I'm sure I have plenty of underlying conditions. Exactly. No.
You could have sickle cell.
No, I don't have sickle cell. I think I'd know that by now.
You know that.
If I had sickle cell, I think I would know if I had sickle cell.
No.
I know. It's gone. It's behind me.
If it comes back, we'll deal with that.
It was a very dicrasius. Very stressful Saturday, but it also ended with a lot. There was a lot of praying. You know, I found God sort of again on Saturday.
Is that why
not that I ever lost God?
We're supposed to go to,
but yes, I was very feeling very, very, very spiritual that day. Very religious, definitely.
What did you ask him to do?
A lot of praying. We were going to go see Dune 2, and we didn't. So he's asking, is that why we didn't talk about it? I didn't say anything about it. It's not like you asked, and I said no.
Well,
it just didn't happen. I was home all day Saturday. But yeah, but when the time was over, I mean, I'm like, I'm going to go to church in the morning. I'm going to put on a suit in the morning. I owe this to God. I promise I would. Didn't you know Sunday morning I woke up and I was fine. I was like, he doesn't need me to go there. He knows I'm grateful.
All right.
The Church of Laszlo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo, we're doom scrolling. The terrorist attack in Moscow on Friday that we talked about while we were here, it was happening while we were here, it just happened, we didn't know a ton, but there were videos of it, and it looked awful. They're saying it's the worst terrorist attack in Moscow or in Russia in the last 20 years.
Oh, I think Russia.
I think they said Russia in the last 20 years. Still don't know for sure how many people died. They're still searching through the rubble.
At least confirmed now, like 136.
Okay, I thought it was like 150.
But I think that it's at least 136.
Okay, and I thought, we didn't know how many people were in that auditorium when that whole thing was happening, so we knew, Liza looked it up and it said it seated something like 9,000 people.
Yeah.
We knew that band, was it Pencil?
Picnic.
Picnic was popular and that it had said it sold out, but we didn't know, like, right. Was the auditorium full? Because I just imagined a bunch of people sitting in there waiting for the show, and they burned the building down. And maybe they were sitting in there. I'm not clear, but it looks like if they were, most of them were able to get out. I have a feeling that they weren't there yet, because we do know that the band hadn't gone on yet.
Started yet, correct.
So the doors were open and all that stuff, but the band hadn't gone on yet. So they have said that it was ISIS, or actually an offshoot of ISIS, ISIS-K.
ISIS-K, they took credit for it.
So many different offshoots here. So ISIS-K took credit for it, and the United States Intelligence Services agency said, yes, we think it's ISIS-K. We don't just think it's them. Because they'll take credit for lots of things.
They provided video that one of the shooters, you know, took. So like that kind of confirms that it was them.
Yeah, and Russia has said it's them, as far as I know, up until now. It's getting a little, this morning there was some confusion about, like, well, are they going to try and say that these guys were somehow pretending to be ISIS and they were actually Ukrainian? Like, are they still going to try and make this somehow about Ukraine?
Well, Putin said when he finally spoke, he said they were on their way to Ukraine, they were caught,
trying to cross the border.
It really kind of talked about Ukraine a lot.
Right, trying to bring up,
that people in Ukraine were going to help them cross the border.
We caught them trying to cross the border into Ukraine. I didn't hear him say that people in Ukraine were trying to help, but I did hear him say that they were on their way to Ukraine and they were almost made it across the border when we caught them. But they caught them, and at this point, it looks like all of them have admitted to it, but not before. They were, looks like, beaten pretty badly. They were all, you know, brought into court looking rough, like they got their asses kicked. One of them was rolled in a wheelchair, and I mean, it's like they said his eyeball was falling out of his head. They had to tape it in there.
Russia's putting out videos of them on Telegram getting tortured.
They don't seem to mind that at all.
They're like openly tortured.
Yeah, like, hey, you did this. Like, right, I mean, if you want to go in and do that,
Yeah.
In Russia, I'm expecting you get what you get.
That, absolutely.
Yeah.
Medved guy or whatever.
I expect you get what you get in the United States, too. We just take you to, what do they call those, a black ops room and do it there. We're not doing it. We're not going to put it on TV.
Yeah.
He was in a car crash.
Be more like, oh, Jesus Christ, look at what happened to those people.
Right.
And then our media would say, well, that happened from the people who fought back in the bar. They're true American heroes.
And they staged a car crash.
And then we do, you know, fireworks.
Yeah. They were openly saying before they even caught them that they will be caught and executed and beaten and all this. Yeah. I mean, they were very open about that. There was no, like, we'll bring these guys to justice. I mean, there was, but justice for them was we'll kick the crap out of them and put them in front of you and show you that we kicked the crap out of them. And they did.
At least 137 people were killed by four gunmen who marauded through this huge concert venue, shooting, throwing bombs, and burning the building almost completely to the ground. Russian authorities say they've already nabbed the four perpetrators. The Tajikistan nationals appeared in court late yesterday, showing signs of injury.
Thanks, buddy.
Islamic State Khorasan, or ISIS-K, an ISIS affiliate based in Afghanistan, quickly claimed responsibility for Friday night's attack, a claim America's National Security Council backed up.
It's an offshoot.
What's ISIS-K stand for?
Offshoot of the original ISIS.
I heard it today. Hold on.
Is there like an ISIS A, B, C?
As far as I know.
It stands for something.
It's like ISIS Katrina or something?
ISIS.
I'm just picking a word with K.
I think it's a.
Kurd.
It's a.
ISIS.
That's not a religion, is it? Like you're saying
the
a Kurd?
K? No, I just was trying to think of it with K. Yeah, I don't know. They just said that.
Ketamine?
It's an offshoot. The flag looks pretty much the same to me. If you just saw
what's
that
their difference
plan?
Between
okay,
ISIS?
So it's Islamic State Khorasan. They call it ISIS-K.
What's the difference between them and ISIS?
We're just an offshoot.
I know, but is there some sort of difference, like a philosophical
there
difference?
There must
like
be.
Yeah,
the Lutherans and the Catholics?
There named after an old term for the region that included parts of Iran, Turkmenistan, and Afghanistan, emerged in eastern Afghanistan in late 2014 and quickly established a reputation for extreme brutality.
Yeah, these are the ones that bombed as the Americans were trying to get out of Afghanistan. They suicide bombing that killed, I don't remember how many.
13 Americans.
Like, oh, okay. Well, you listen to that podcast, so it's fresher in your memory.
Steve
but
on Twitch says he prefers ISIS Classic.
You? ISIS Classic, I don't like either of them. I don't like either. They both. I don't know if the flag is different or not. I guess maybe it is a little bit, but it certainly looked like ISIS to me when I saw that video of them bragging about this terrorist attack. So, what would be their motivation? Because Russia provides weapons to Iran.
They said they have blood on their hands because of the Syrian war that Vladimir Putin backed al-Assad and that civil war. And that's
what they're mad about?
They're mad about that.
Not about selling
really
weapons to someone.
They've been really focused on Russia the last few years because of the civil war in Syria.
So when the American intelligence agencies say, hey, we think they're wanting to strike some sort of venue, a crowded venue,
the first thing they said was concert hall.
Yeah, they said concert hall. And then Russia said that they had, they thwarted one.
Putin said it was, the U.S. was trying to scare people.
But then also
48 hours before the concert attack happened.
But their FSB did stop, so they say, terrorist attack however long ago, somewhat recently.
So they say.
Well, don't know. I just thought it was weird that Putin would say, that's just fear-mongering, but then at the same time, his own agency would put out a thing that says, we just thwarted this. We had to stop these guys. I don't know. But that was wasn't that against a temple?
Yes.
An attack on a temple?
Yes.
So this obviously looks like it was the thing that the Americans were warning about. And American agencies had warned any Americans in Moscow, don't go to concerts. And I thought, who are the Americans in Moscow?
Right,
still?
How many are there?
What? I mean, I guess
lot.
If you got a job, a lot of people left when the war started and all these tensions heightened. They told people to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, even a lot of Russian dudes left. So whatever company I'm working for, I better be making pretty good money if, like, no, you need to stay. And you say, I'm certainly not going over there to play, semi-professional basketball.
No, and I'm going to work and
sure.
I'm going home.
Yeah, that's it. And if you don't, maybe
2.
If you know perfect
9 million.
Russian, what, that are there right now?
2.9.
Wow.
Yeah, 2.9 million Americans in Russia. Well, I mean, they could have been on planes now, but that's how many live there.
Okay.
2.9 million.
Well, yeah, I wonder. Because when people started leaving, it felt like they were not enough airplanes to get people out of there fast enough. But also, maybe it's been long enough now. They're like, hey, you know what? Money talks, and we got to keep doing business. And we do business with these oligarchs, and this war didn't end as quickly as we thought. So
and the public, interest in Ukraine has kind of shifted.
Yeah,
like,
so it's like we can do a little business over here.
Israel-Palestine going on. Yeah.
Are the companies still holding to all of their boycotts?
As far as I know.
I'm pretty sure they are. I listened to a thing where they were talking about how everyone always thinks that those corporations are just giving lip service to, you know, trying to do something publicly, and then as soon as we look away, they start doing business again. But that actually a lot of them will continue to just not do business every year.
Apple and McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, that Tucker Carlson thing, didn't they do their own McDonald's? He went and tasted it, right?
Yes.
Remember that part?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this is delicious. It's like, yeah, they just used McDonald's without McDonald's permission. I mean, I don't know exactly how that works. I guess it would make things more difficult. But, God, that was so weird. That whole Tucker Carlson thing was so
propaganda.
Look at how clean the subways are.
As of March 4th, there are still 300 U.S. companies still doing day-to-day business operations in Russia. So 300.
Yeah. If you're one of those people that has to actually be over there for that company, I hope you're getting paid well, because that is not a place that I would want to be. So these guys, I assume the punishment is death. You listen to the podcast, Snowcone. They've all admitted guilt now.
They haven't speculated, but I think it's pretty well accepted they're going to be executed.
The guy in the wheelchair looked like he was close.
I mean, one guy had his ear cut off. His eyeball
was falling out of his head. They had to tape it back in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they said, at least. When I saw the pictures of
him, it
looked believable.
Telegram was one of them's getting their ears cut off and stuffed into his mouth. Yeah.
I mean, okay, so like 15 years ago, would Russia do that?
Yeah,
they would post videos of it. And
I don't know if they
about,
post videos. They're doing that.
Videos. Absolutely. I guess I should say, would they brag about doing that?
Yes,
would
I
they
think,
post
when
that
did
stuff
Putin
15
take
years
over?
Ago?
I don't think Yeltsin or Gorbachev would.
2000,
fifth term, I think. So
he was, and then he was out for a term, but he was still there. And then he changed.
So I don't think Yeltsin or Gorbachev would, but I think Putin would absolutely put that on TV.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me 15 years ago if they did that.
It felt like 15-ish years ago, maybe closer to 20 years ago. It felt like Russia was being accepted on the world stage, and
the
Soviet Union has fallen.
That's still Putin. He's tough.
No, I know he would do it, but
2004,
back then, was he pretending to be a little more
riding around on horses
friendly
with his shirt off?
I mean,
he would have put that on TV.
When they annexed Crimea, that was like 2010?
Yeah.
I mean, he's always
been
aggressive.
In their mind, that's all. Of course. Well, you know, we invaded Afghanistan.
Yeah,
Iraq,
but you saw you saw what was coming.
Yeah.
He's trying to reestablish it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they caught the guys. Is there any doubt in that podcast you're listening to that it is actually the guys?
No. So they said, this is the New York Times, and they said, you know, everything the Russian media says, take with a grain of salt. But, like, we independently looked at all this, and they said it really does appear to be these guys, based off the videos we saw in the concert hall, based off their facial
features.
That's
what I was wondering. Are there more videos from the concert halls that show their facial features?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, because I never saw
them. And, like I said, ISIS-K, I guess, released the video that one of them took, like he's wearing a GoPro or something.
Oh, while they're doing it?
While they're
committing
doing
the act?
It. So he gets that to ISIS-K leadership. They release it while they take responsibility, saying, like, look, this is clearly us. We have this tape or whatever.
And
so you can see more facial features. And the New York Times is verified. Like, they don't flat out say it's them, like, but it's probably
okay,
them.
They're not disputing it. They're not saying, like, we think these guys are.
No, they think it's them.
And so, and ISIS-K operates out of Afghanistan? That's their
mostly
home base? Okay. Boy, oh boy. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's, well, I don't know. But they got the guys. The whole thing's a mess. Yeah. You've got the United States saying that, you know, our sympathies go out. Because in a moment like this, this is a moment to say, like, hey, you know.
Jesus Christ, man.
We feel terrible. But then also, we are,
Russians love their kids, too.
Fighting you in Ukraine right now. Right. So, exactly. All right. We'll take a break, come back, and do the lighter side of doom scrolling.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Doom scroll, you little bitch.
All right.
You little bitch with an erection.
Don't have one now. Donald Trump.
Little erected bitch.
I can't think you say that. Donald Trump. His time was up. He owed $465 million or whatever it was, and he couldn't get the money. And today was supposed to be the day that they could start seizing his assets, which included his buildings, his homes, anything that the company owned, I guess. But he was hoping that the appeals court would come in and save the day, and it looks like they did, because this morning the appeals court said, hey, you know what? You got to lower that bond from $400 million down to $107 million, and you got to give him a little bit more time to get that cash together. So win for him.
The appeals court handed the former president a victory in his New York civil fraud trial. It lowered his bond to $175 million, down from more than $450 million. The court also gave him 10 extra days to post the bond, which was supposed to be due today. All the meanwhile, Trump is attending a hearing in New York today in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. In fact, right now, the court is returning from a break, and the judge is expected to set a start date for that trial, which had already been pushed several weeks.
I watched that Stormy Daniels documentary, and at the end of it, I was like, wait, so her whole fight with Trump is over? And Brooke was like, yeah, I guess so, that's it. Because that's the way the documentary made it seem, like she lost, and it did not go well for her. And I was like, I thought that there was still something pending, but if they mentioned it in the documentary, I missed it completely. They made it seem like it was over. Then I go back to the news and look it up, and I see, no, they've still got this other court date. Maybe that doesn't involve her directly. It involves campaign finance stuff.
I have no idea.
I don't know. But that's the thing that they were supposed to be in court this morning, finally setting a date on, and he got more time.
Oh, just a date for the court trial.
To start the trial. And
Jesus Christ, man, he's busy.
It's just constant. It's constant. And constantly delaying these things. I'm sure this $500 million.
10 days, $100 million, though. Does it mean... Yeah. That ain't easy to come up with, I'm guessing, for anybody.
I wonder if it's, though, the difference between, because seeing his kids on TV saying, hey, we called around to try and get this bond, and they laughed, $460 million or whatever it was, $475. It's too much. You can't post a bond that high. So I wonder if this $170 million or whatever it is, if that makes it more realistic that someone
It is more realistic.
Does it make it realistic that someone can actually post the bond? Yeah, it's weird. I don't understand
Doesn't he have to post it?
That's what I thought. But in all these stories, you're talking about how they have to call these insurance companies trying to get the money from. So it's not like calling Dog the Bounty Hunter, I don't think. But
Trump couldn't get away.
No, it's weird because when I hear bond, I think, pay the bond or... you promise that you're going to show up to court, pay the bond, or we'll come after you. You could go to jail. We'll take your stuff, whatever. With this bond, and his family and supporters kept talking about going to these different companies trying to get this money, and how it was too much money. It was unprecedented, and even for a very wealthy person like him, they couldn't get that kind of cash together. Even though he's worth it, and they know he's worth the money. I saw him giving these different speeches. He's like, we have plenty of money. The company's doing very well, but still.
I don't know how it works. Because I'm not, obviously, my bonds were never that much.
Right.
But
it feels like this
you
is
go
a
pay
totally
a bondsman,
thing.
It's 10% of the bond,
mm-hmm.
and then the bondsman puts the money up for you, and you lose the 10%.
And you, right, and then you also.
So you have to get $450 million.
Right.
If I was a bondsman, I'd want that money.
Right.
Like, that's $45 million profit. If I had the $450 million, so I don't know what these companies are. I'm sure there are companies who put money up for people who have that high of bonds,
exactly,
right?
Which it's is not what it sounds like. And that's why they're probably the insurance companies.
It's not the guy that I rolled to, right. who's like, give me the title of your car, son. I'm
right.
like, God damn it.
Right.
Right? Not, it's not that guy, but it's the guy who's like, give me the title to all
of your businesses.
All your businesses, everything. Right. And if I'm a bondsman of some sort or an insurance, whatever
company,
that
whatever
is
whatever
now,
these things are.
That you've gotten. I mean, Donald Trump ain't running. That's free money.
You would think.
They're
so going
to get him to court. And when they get him to court, I'm going to get my money back. So it doesn't matter.
Is there some concern that he doesn't have that much money to give them? I don't know. Or that all of his assets will be frozen? I really don't know.
But they wouldn't need that.
Right. I know. He's not going to run. I get what you're saying.
No, but I'm saying he wouldn't even need. Oh, I mean, so if they have the $450, it doesn't matter what he has.
Right.
All he has to give them is $45.
Right.
I mean, I say that like it's nothing, but right. As soon as he shows up to court, then the court gives the bondsman their money back.
Yeah, I don't understand how this thing works because it's
right. I'm not sure why. Is the bond because he has to go to more court dates?
Well, that's what someone on here said. What did they just say? It's unrelated. He literally just has to prove that he has the money to pay her before he can appeal. He has to provide the bond in order to appeal the ruling. But I thought he was already appealing in order. So, but I guess he was appealing this.
So it's not a bond to stay out of jail.
No, it doesn't. It's not. So that makes more sense that it's a bond to appeal.
I've never heard of
ruling.
It called them.
It seems like a totally different world of rich guy things. And like you said, it's not, dollar bonds that you see advertised on a billboard somewhere.
Right.
Call me. We'll get you out today. It's a totally different thing. When I hear his kids talking about calling insurance companies, trying to gather the money, I knew then, like, okay, this is not the stuff that you see on TV. This is big money stuff. And all I know is what the news is telling me, that he had X number of days to get the money together. If he didn't get it together by the 25th, they could start seizing his assets. That was the day. It happened today. This morning, they were still saying they could start seizing his stuff today. And then the appeals court gives him the reduced bond and extends the deadline a little bit. So you think he's having a bad day. I don't know if it's as bad as Puff Daddy's. P. Diddy, I mean. P. Diddy's having a real bad day. If you go to TMZ right now, you will see his homes in Los Angeles, New York, and Miami are all being raided right now. And from the looks of it, I mean, this shouldn't surprise anyone. He has some really nice-looking homes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The one, I guess this must be the one in, well, I don't know. I thought this was the one in L.A. It looks like L.A., but it's a mansion. I mean, massive, huge gold statue.
Yeah, they raided
New
York, Miami, and Beverly Hills.
Yeah, the three. And this just looks like a Beverly Hills home to me. But it's Homeland Security that's in charge of this, which I thought was odd. Why is Homeland Security in charge of raiding P. Diddy's homes? Well, it's because in these allegations, there are allegations of sex trafficking. If you took, taking this girl, putting her on a plane, and
Federal.
Then, right. So if she goes from one state to another state, then that's sex trafficking. I would have thought that the FBI took care of that, but I guess Homeland Security does that. That's the way they're making it.
Breaking news right now. We're following the Department of Homeland Security conducting a raid at a house in Holmby Field Hills, believed to be connected to Sean Combs, the rapper and music executive, perhaps being linked to a sex trafficking investigation.
He got some shots of a few people coming out of the home. Those people have been detained. Now, we're trying to still connect the dots. We do have some sources on scene here that we're getting this information from. We were actually the first ones here with about 30 different law enforcement vehicles at least. There are three Bearcats on scene here. This just all unfolded, Sandra, I would say, less than 10 minutes ago. We got here even before the crime scene tape came up.
That's a lot of cops. Big. I mean, they're militarized-looking police and they're Bearcats.
All for P. Diddy?
For P. Diddy. And they've got... It
Why
looks
do
like
they think, what do they think he's got? It? Like, is he going to go to war with them?
That's what I said. That's what bad. Are they waiting for bad boy military
Army?
To come
yeah.
out? Exactly. And start fighting back? They look like... It looks like a military operation at these homes. You'd think you could go
it's
to
just
these
a
homes.
Show of force.
It totally is egregious. I'm not saying that Diddy isn't guilty or that the allegations aren't bad or that he shouldn't be in trouble for potentially sex trafficking.
You could send four
but
cops.
Exactly. You
don't need
he
three
is not,
Bearcats.
Who believes that he is going to start shooting back at you with Uzis? In all three of his homes, I don't know if it's all of his homes, but at least those three
well,
homes.
The one
in
Miami,
LA,
they showed
York,
up on
Miami.
A boat. They pulled
I
up
saw
on
the
water.
Pictures of the boat pulling up at the dock.
They're
it's
just
like,
showing
you
what
had
they
the
got.
Sneak
just
attack.
Show force.
I mean, and what is the evidence that they're looking for? Hard drives? Computers? I would assume this isn't a drug raid, so you're not in there looking for that. You're looking for evidence of these
of
allegations.
Interstate trafficking.
So you would need, I guess, hard drives and any type of travel logs that he might keep. Do people keep travel logs? I mean, if you're rich, maybe that's a thing. You know, some of these allegations involve his manager putting someone on a private
jet. Jet manifest.
Exactly.
Like
so I would think that the jet would have
manifest?
Potentially some. Some records being kept.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, though. I don't know if that's a guaranteed thing. If they rent the jet out, if it's one of those deals where you're rich and you're, you know, it's not, you don't actually own the jet,
but you rent it
but
out.
You're renting it out, then we know that company would have all those manifests.
Yes.
If he owns it
I
himself,
he owns one,
and he's
at
doing,
least one.
He's rich enough to, so if he owns it himself and he's actually doing these illegal things, you would think you wouldn't keep records of that? Like the fact that you put a 17-year-old girl allegedly on the airplane and flew her to Detroit or whatever the different allegations were. Remember, this all started last year with the first allegation from Cassie. What's her name? She had been...
Cassie. That's like her stage name. It was like his ex-girlfriend.
She was a singer, and they had dated off and on for years. And she came out, sued him. They settled out of court the next day.
For $80 million.
At the time, we didn't know how much, but it was later disclosed $80 million. The next day, they settled out of court. Within the next couple of months... You started to see some more names.
Four.
You got Jane Doe, and then I think they call somebody accuser. I don't know. What
and now there's Lil Rod.
And there's Lil Rod,
there's
which
guy,
is the one.
Too,
We talked about him. He's the one who said that he was
forced
to be in these parties where there were drugs or maybe forced to do drugs and interact with sex workers. And that was him. I mean, that was the stuff that we read about
them,
him.
Shoot someone.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
that he witnessed crimes taking place. Mm-hmm. These girls who are anonymous have accused him and Puff Daddy and his, I guess, I think it's like his manager, this other guy that is like the main defendant, of luring these girls in, you know, drugging them, plying them with liquor, whatever, flying them to a studio in a different state, raping. One of the girls said that she was raped by two or three different guys, including Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like they took turns and then left her
and
on the floor.
Sent her back to
and
Minnesota
she woke up the next
whatever,
day, and someone had to help her walk out to the car, and they sent her home. And she vaguely remembers driving home, but doesn't remember you know, too much about how she got back that morning. Mm-hmm. Bad allegations, horrible, for sure. And of course, Diddy's
this
come
is
out and said
five lawsuits now.
Is that where we're at right now? Five. Yeah. He's come out and denied this stuff, as have the other defendants, said that they will fight these charges, that it's just an attempt to get money, that basically they saw blood in the water after that first lawsuit. And after, you know, we settled for $80 million out of court, other people are now just trying to get rich quick. That's their defense, which, you know, also is a possibility. I don't know. I think if I had to bet on did any of these things happen
there's
or not.
There's a lot of smoke.
There's a lot of smoke, right. That's just it. There's a lot of smoke, and the things that they're accusing him of, a lot of it, you're like, well, I think that's the kind of stuff that rich people, especially in the entertainment industry, thought they could get away with and did get away with for a long time. So it's not all that hard to believe that stuff at least like that was happening. But the fact that it's spearheaded by Homeland Security and that they raid his homes with these giant forces of just SWAT teams. I mean, there's so many cops swarming these homes, and they're all fully, you know, they got the helmets on and everything. Got his kids. We assume that's his kids. Look, because they're getting pictures from helicopters trying to do zoom ins. It looks like his kids are sitting there in the grass. I think they're like, what, in their early 20s, maybe? Late teens, early 20s. I don't know how many kids he's got, but at least two of the sons.
Yeah, two of the sons.
That they think that were in cuffs there.
Justin and King, I want to say. Think.
One of them's definitely named King. I remember that. Mm-hmm. That those are the ones you see in cuffs. I haven't seen any pictures of Diddy. I'm very curious what they're looking for. I'm very curious why they have to send this many police. Well, whatever. He's in a lot of trouble.
I have no idea.
So, you know, who's having a worse day? Who's having a worse year? Diddy or Trump?
Maybe they're not sure. Maybe, you know, whatever.
Maybe they think what?
Maybe they think there could be problems there. Maybe they have no idea. Maybe when you raid a billionaire's home, you have to send a lot of people there. Like, and maybe it's not like they think he's going to come out with force, but maybe, you know, you got to get in there and get in there quick because people are going to destroy stuff, right?
Well,
like,
I don't know. Like, that part I get, yeah.
You know?
But the Bearcat and all that stuff is, I just try and think back, would this, in the 80s or 90s, if a celebrity's homes were being raided, what would it have looked like? And maybe it would have looked like this. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I feel like it wouldn't have, but close to that.
You know what I mean? Like in my head, like with that much money, you know, like getting in trouble for sex trafficking, like I can't.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not like you go, oh, well, there was that time that this
right, like that with that much money.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to it.
It just feels like the cops have certainly changed in the last 30, 40 years.
But would you send two cops to Diddy's house?
I don't know. In the movies, they did.
Would you send, like, L.A. cops? Like, I don't know.
I figured the feds are in charge.
Would you just send the FBI to pick them up?
I totally understand the feds being in charge. I would have thought it would have been the FBI, though. Of course, Homeland Security didn't exist back then. But I don't. It's weird that Homeland Security is doing it, but it must have to do with the sex trafficking stuff. So, yeah, I would have imagined FBI agents, you know, in their blue coats with the orange FBI letters, knocking on the doors, and there's, like, six of them. And there's a couple to go out back to make sure no one runs out
what
of the
about
house.
If
a couple
they,
out front, and they knock on the door, and they go in.
What about if they, and I'm just throwing this out there, what about if they had all those people there, not necessarily for him, but if they thought crowds will show up in support of him once they see us there? If we're out there trying to go through the house, could there be people in the streets? Is this here just to make sure we can disperse
if that's your concern, then don't be so conspicuous with your...
Yeah, I don't know, but you got to get into the house if they're going to get stuff out of the house.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Could a group of FBI agents not knock on the door or then hit it with the thing and go in there?
I don't know.
It seems like
someone on Twitch said the Bearcats are an easy way to move a lot of people at once.
Right.
Is that why they just block it off and be like, hey,
that's how the SWAT
no one's coming around here. We know this guy's wildly popular. No one's coming. We're going to go be in this house for a minute. I don't know the answer.
I don't know. They certainly look like military with all that garb on. But also that probably keeps them safer. Now, I don't know. It's one of those things that I feel like we've watched slowly happen, and so now we're used to it. You and I have talked about it before, like when we were kids, seeing if you saw a cop with a long rifle, like an automatic weapon of any type, you thought, what kind of country is this?
Right, sure.
This is your country, dude? And now...
They're everywhere.
Yeah. They're everywhere. So I don't know. And you're raiding Puff Daddy's house. Maybe he is as bad as he says he is.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
But it just seems like Puff Daddy, really? Anyway, I think this is happening right now. They're searching his home. So that's probably I'm sure there'll be more updates tonight, but I'm very curious what they're looking for in this and what kind of look, he settled out of court in a day with Cassie. I think we're well past the point now where he could settle with these people out of court. Uh-huh. I'm guessing once Homeland Security gets involved and they're raiding your home with armies, you can't just say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and settle with those people. It's the Church
of Laszlo. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yo! Yo! Well, this is sad. Over the weekend, two brothers were out hiking in Northern California. Did you see this story? And they're 21 and 18, and a mountain lion shows up. Now, on this program in the past, Laszlo has talked about the animals that he believes he could fight unarmed, or I guess beat in a fight unarmed. Usually those conversations turn into conversations involving a weapon. You know, next thing we know, he's got a stick or whatever, when the question is always, do you think you could beat the animal without a weapon? But I'm sure at some point, if we go back and listen, you've given your take on mountain lions.
I say if we're outside, I could use a weapon.
Right. I don't know what your take is on the mountain lion.
I always say no if we're in an MMA ring by myself with it. But if we're out in the wilderness, I can throw rocks at it. Sure.
But I don't recall what your take was on the mountain lion thing. I certainly...
That one that was running like this, was that a mountain lion? Remember it was doing its hands when it chased that guy? It was all the big story?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a mountain lion. I mean, it wasn't a very big one, but yeah.
I'd throw a rock at that thing.
That was scary. I forgot all about that video where he's walking backwards. Yeah. It just goes on forever, it feels like. I mean, I'm sure for him it literally felt like forever. Well, these two brothers are hiking, and suddenly a mountain lion shows up and starts attacking them. And somebody came out to look for them. They found one of the brothers severely injured. His face had been injured, all this other stuff. They couldn't find. They rush him to the hospital. They couldn't find the other brother. They go looking for him. Eventually, they find the other brother. The mountain lion is crouched over the other brother when they get there, and they fire shots to scare it away. And the
brother
second brother, passed away from his injuries.
The two brothers, they were out antler shed hunting.
When deputies arrived on scene, they found the 18-year-old with severe injuries to his face and began their search for his older brother.
They located a man down, and next to that individual was a mountain lion in a crouched position.
Deputies fired shots to scare the mountain lion off. They say the 21-year-old man died where the attack happened.
Okay, so I heard they said that this is the first fatal mountain lion attack in California in 2 decades. Yeah, which is a little surprising because you figure, I don't know where the most mountain lions still live, but I figure probably California. I don't know, Northern California somewhere. But This reminded me, and Socone, I know you're on TikTok quite a bit. I actually saw it on Facebook, I will admit. But this British guy went viral because he got a hold of that same survey that we used, you know, a year or two ago. Talking about what animals, if any, do you think you could beat in a fight? And this British guy is getting it's asking Americans only. They ask different countries, but the one that he's focused on is the Americans' responses, and he's getting a really big kick out of Americans' beliefs that they could fight some of these animals. So it sounds to me like he's almost personally laughing at Laszlo,
Well, I'm sure he would really have a problem.
About 1,200 Americans asked which animals they think they could beat in a fight unarmed. About 7% of Americans believe they can beat a grizzly bear if they were unarmed in a fight, which increases to 9% for elephants, lions, gorillas. 1 in 11 people who can beat a lion.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we get it. Those Americans, so stupid. Some of them think they can beat a grizzly bear. We get it.
Well, I get it.
I can't even tell what the last one was. I know he says...
I went to school in London. I know those pasty white pussies. That guy couldn't take a grizzly bear.
Grizzly bear, elephant. I think he's trying to say
lion. The last of the tough ones was Winston Churchill, for Christ's sakes.
Uh-huh. Grizzly bear... I found that old survey. It was grizzly bear at the bottom. It goes from least likely, you know, the fewest people think they could win in a fight, but some people still do. Grizzly bear, then elephant. The elephant thing, I actually still think, and I probably said this then,
How's it going to get you?
How's it going to get me? I'll just keep running around.
But how am I going to kill it?
I'm saying I'd rather fight. Well, like, you just got to beat it in a fight, right? So what does that mean?
Punch it
scare
and
you get it to go
beat
away?
It, like, to death. You just have to make it leave.
Make it leave, I guess.
You got to make it surrender.
Yeah. Really? And I feel like I would rather take my chances with the elephant than a lion or a gorilla or a lot of these things. But because elephant was second to last with grizzly bear, then lion.
A gorilla would be hard because I feel like if I picked up a stick, it might look down and pick up one, too. I'd be like, oh.
I can't imagine.
I can do this, too. I'd be like,
rip you
damn.
In half instantly.
Just forget about it. I'd die before it even got to me.
Yeah.
I would crap my pants and die before it got to me. Crocodile. Now we've talked about that.
If you showed me your 9-hour erection, he might be impressed with that. He might be like, oh.
I think it's funny that the top thing that people thought they could beat was a rat. And as someone who has had an encounter with some really big rats recently. You know, I will tell you that when I first saw that survey, I thought, well, of course, everybody could beat a rat. But after having to go search for those things and seeing them on the run, it made me rethink the whole thing. Like, it's not a guaranteed thing that you're going to beat the...
What?
If it's just one rat, yes. But
you don't think you could beat up a rat?
No,
by yourself.
You can beat the rat. You can beat the rat. But I'm telling you that it was so off-putting, that whole... the fear and the chase, all of it... that to see that on this list, you think, you know, that puts it into perspective, because if that was that caused that much stress, then just forget about the goose, the dog.
You couldn't beat a goose up?
The goose I still think I could take. But
of course,
forget about
grab it by its long neck and slam it into a tree.
Forget about the dog and the eagle and the chimpanzee.
One move. The
king cobra I still sort of think, well, I don't know. Didn't you say you thought you could take the king cobra?
Nope.
No? They don't lunge, though. They fall, you know? Oh. You just gotta kick it. You just got to get your shoe in there and kick it and get it to slither away, and then you've won the fight. That's it.
Yeah.
I feel like would you rather fight a cobra or a large dog? The cobra, right?
Probably a cobra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird to me that cobra, people act like the cobra. I mean, they've got chimpanzee. More people think they can
beat a chimpanzee than
a cobra. That's
the problem with the cobra is chimpanzee, a dog, they got to get you more than once.
Yeah.
The cobra's just got to hit you once and you're dead. That's the problem.
Yep.
So even if you're beating its ass, but it stings you or bites you or whatever the hell it does, that's an issue. Right? But you could take one bite from a dog and still fight it off.
Yeah, the chimp and the dog shouldn't be that close together either, because, I mean, I just feel like the odds there should be much further apart. A chimpanzee, they don't look that scary, but we know from the stories
they have
ripped the lady's face off.
They rip
arms out of your sockets.
They will
like that.
Rip your arms out of your sockets.
I'll rip its arms out of its socket.
10 times the upper body strength.
The strength they have is ridiculous.
A human being. They don't look it, but I know what they teach us about it, and I've seen those victims that have been mutilated by them. So I can't put that anywhere near. Dog. Chimpanzee is going right towards the bottom with
grizzly bear,
lion, gorilla. I'm putting those all at the bottom. The rest of them we can talk about. Maybe I'm not saying I'll win, but
ape family, I feel like, is.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly. It's going to have to be. It would have to be a really little monkey.
No, yeah.
One of those
little tiny ones.
Yeah, and I still don't want to deal with it.
I still don't like that.
Nope.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Well, you should do it, Snowcone. I can't believe you just now. This is the first year you're old enough to run for president?
This is it. 35.
I think you were mature enough and ready for the job years ago. I think they should change the Constitution because
well, I argued that too. But
I mean, honestly, Mayor Pete seemed a lot younger than you. You know, just
a
with
lot
his
younger. Okay.
A lot, didn't okay. he? Didn't you think Mayor Pete seemed a lot younger?
A lot younger.
A lot yeah. younger. Okay. I mean, I think you surpassed him in maturity and, you know, just how you project yourself. Yeah, looks.
Yeah, I'm not a CIA operative.
A long time ago. I mean, that's crazy. It makes sense. I knew how old you were. I know that you got to be 35 to run for president. I just never thought of those two things together. It's kind of crazy. You just – Mayor Pete seems so much younger.
He does seem
– Kennedy seemed younger. Obama seemed younger.
The Kennedy running now looks younger.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just crazy. That's all. I just think you're mature beyond your years. That's
Thank you.
All.
Appreciate
but
that.
But anyway, if you want to run for president, you've got some new competition. Did you see this guy in Texas?
No.
Who's launched? He's made a lot of headlines about this guy. He legally changed his name.
Okay.
His name is now literally anybody else.
That's brilliant.
That's his name. He, a man in Texas fed up with the two major party candidates, has legally changed his name to legally anybody else and launched a campaign for president. Formerly known as Dustin Eby, is a 35-year-old U.S. Army veteran and works as a seventh-grade math teacher in Birdville, Texas. Now, you are not a veteran, and you're not a teacher, but you are on radio, which is pretty cool, and you are 35, and you could change your name to something cool.
I could.
Like Snowcone?
Like I'm literally 35. I swear I'm 35.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Something that would grab headlines.
Mm-hmm. And anybody else is good, though.
You could be anybody
it's
else.
Really
He's
good.
Literally anybody else. You could be anybody else.
Yeah, I'd
and then
really
he'd
like
have to endorse
else,
you
though.
As a candidate, I think.
Just, I think I'm just going to vote for him.
Literally
like
anybody else? Yeah. That's my name. My name is literally anybody else, and I'm running for president of the United States. You know, it's not necessarily about me as a person, but it's about literally anybody else as an idea. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, they're under it would be literally anybody else. There really should be some outlet for folks like me who are just so fed up with this constant power grab between the two parties that just has no benefit to the common person.
He points to poll that found that 2/3 of Americans are tired of the same presidential candidates and they want someone new. Nearly 1/3 of people surveyed still didn't know whether they would back Biden or Trump in November. People are voting for the lesser of two evils, not someone they actually believe in or support. He told the local news outlet down there, WFAA, people should have the option to vote for someone who resembles and represents them.
I like him, man.
Represents some. Well, how do you get on the ballot, though? You can get on the ballot in your own state, right?
Yeah, you need to have a lot of signatures.
And then, well,
yeah,
then that gets you on the ballot.
I don't know what it is. But it's a lot.
And that just gets you in your state?
I think in your state.
Then how do you get them in the other states? That's the part you're going to have to
you're
work
gonna have
on.
You're going to have to get some electoral votes.
Maybe. You know, we were just talking about this fighting an animal thing. Maybe we could get some national attention, put you in the cage with a crocodile or something. Say you're running for president. You're trying to bring attention, want to get some signatures. I don't know. It's all about social media now and getting the word out. Changing his name to literally anybody else is pretty good. But you
got
to
have some sort of
You could change your name
platform,
to anybody else.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to
like
work on that.
Stop aging so fast. Like, that's what you want to do.
I want scientists.
I want scientists to work. Right.
Yeah. People would generally like that.
Yeah, I think so.
I will make it my priority, my administration's priority, to figure out why Pete Buttigieg looks so much younger than me. It's not fair. It's not, and you know, I'm not the only one afflicted by this.
Mm-mm.
I afflicted might not be the right word, Snowcone. I didn't mean to say that.
I mean, yours is the most severe.
Might not be the only one living with this. Right. I'm not a veteran. This guy's a veteran.
Yeah.
He's got that going for him. But you did some good stuff in the past. You went to space camp.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Space camp.
You're a former astronaut.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was training to be an astronaut.
Training to be an astronaut. You're an astronaut in training.
True.
But
that is true.
You decided to stop because you felt the call of civic duty.
Civic pride and duty.
Civic duty.
And pennies. He felt the call of pennies.
I felt pennies. I felt a lot.
Falling
a
on the floor.
A thousand pennies, to be exact.
Two, three at a time, as kids laughed and pointed.
Yes.
And on that day, suddenly he
Which
went,
aged you severely.
Exactly. He suddenly looked like he was old
I
enough
was
to be president.
I was an EMT at one point.
That's right.
That's right.
Were you an EMT or you trained to be an EMT?
I got my license.
Brooke asked me about this.
Did you ever go on an ambulance
ride?
Yes, I did. I did ride-alongs.
But you never drove one yourself?
But I never drove one, no.
And you were never in one with just one other person saving someone?
You never worked as one?
No, I didn't. No, I never worked as one. I got
Why
my license
not?
Because it's really hard to find a job that's just an EMT. Because Kansas City and a lot of other places, usually you have to fire one and fire two, and they work out of the same
Did you
building.
Know this when you were going through the training?
Kind of found out halfway through.
How long is the training?
How was the other training?
It was like 6 months.
So and you just quit after how much did you? How long of the training did you do?
I did 6 months.
And then how much is the other training of Fire 1 and Fire 2?
That's like a whole like a year and a half, 2 years.
So did you had to pay for this, I assume?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too much, but yeah.
But so you go take these classes.
I took the classes, I took the test, I passed the testing, I became
an EMT. You knew by the end that even if you passed this thing, it wasn't going to get you a job.
Kind of at that point, yeah. There's a few possibilities, like you could maybe apply at casinos or there's a few counties that have, you know, just EMTs that don't work out of the fire department, but
because
most of them are out of fire
related to the fire department, yes. So you have to go get some
fire
sort
one
of
one and fire two,
which meant you probably had to do that.
And then you
earlier.
Really need to start. Then you need to become a paramedic, which is different.
Oh yeah, and what's the difference between a paramedic and an EMT?
A lot of things. They can.
So the paramedic is more.
They can
advanced?
Start IVs. They can do. Yeah, it's more advanced. Is That's it, like a whole other year of training.
So it goes like EMT, then paramedic, then nurse.
It's like EMTB, EMTI, and then paramedic.
Then paramedic, yeah. and then nurse. You think, or is nursing and paramedic school equal?
No, there's a lot of nurses that can't get into nursing school become paramedics first because there are classes that are paramedic to nurse bridge classes that are like 4 or 5, 6 months, whatever it is.
So who's on the ambulance? Is there an EMT and a paramedic on the ambulance?
There's always a paramedic on an ambulance.
Well, then why do they need the EMT?
Usually two.
Then why do they need the EMT? If they're better, more equipped, more trained.
That's just where you start, yeah.
And so then if you're an EMT, are you more likely to be driving the ambulance? Is that the idea?
I'm not sure. I never worked as one.
I never thought about that, EMT and paramedic. Did you want to be a doctor when you were a kid?
No.
No. You just decided at some point, like, I need to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be a good
like
one?
Mm-hmm.
And so you thought EMT?
I had a buddy when I lived in Lawrence that did it and talked to me about it. I liked it a lot, so I did the same program he did.
Did he tell you that it's not going to work because you got to become Fire 1?
No, he ended up going to Colorado and getting a job as like a national forest, like a national park service.
Oh, like a park ranger,
yeah.
EMT. So could you go to a casino now with your training, or is it expired?
It's long expired.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Well, at least we got an EMT on hand. He passed the certification. He hasn't done his continued education that I'm sure they probably require.
Right, and but that doesn't matter.
That doesn't
for us
matter.
If we fall down
they haven't changed CPR or mm-hmm. the Heimlich maneuver, right? You had to learn that stuff.
But
you didn't learn how to administer an IV,
nope.
Any of that?
Nope. Mm.
Maybe I should have alerted him this weekend. I mean, EMT, I get it, it's the lowest, but it would have been...
He wouldn't have known what to do about your penis.
I don't know. He's already had something similar.
Yeah, but he went to a doctor.
I know, but... Just he probably learned a lot that day and in the following days, and also he is an EMT, so...
He's never had an erection more than 30 seconds, so he has no idea.
Snowcone, come on. You gotta laugh.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
All right.
That's it, boys.
Good. Had a good time.
Had a good time.
You sure you're not worried about your penis?
I never said I wasn't worried about it. I just said I'm not going to the doctor, and I'm not.
Are you worried about it right now? Like, are you worried about it?
Well, when you bring it up, it's
what's the worry?
Just like, oh, something has another thing with my body has gone wrong now that I need to watch out for.
What is it though?
Could it happen again? What caused it? You know, just like when you get some unknown pain that doesn't go away, and you think, that just a pulled muscle, or is it something more than that? Do I need to worry about it? And then the pain goes away for a while, then it comes back. And
you got a boner after that.
Yep.
And everything was fine.
Everything was fine.
Didn't hurt?
Didn't hurt.
Worked fine?
Seemed to work fine. So, we'll see. I'll give you the play-by-play. Look, if there's any
Will you try to
problems.
Get a boner tonight? And
no, I'm not like trying, but I'm going to try not to not try. You know?
Well, why don't you try to get one tonight in Texas?
Because I already did that. I did that yesterday. I don't need to test it now. Now you're just like, you know, I want to give it a regular routine, and I don't want to overburden it by, like, making sure.
How many times do you usually get one, though?
Right, that's just it. Like, a couple times a week. So
that's
it? Yeah, let's just keep it at that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not 17 anymore. I don't need to be.
Did you ever?
Only so many you've got in your life. No. She'll find out. She's going to be asking about it when I get home. There's only so many that you get in your life, I feel. There's a finite number. I don't want to waste them. Remember when Donald Trump said that about energy in your body? You only get so much. You only get so many heartbeats.
Get so many heartbeats.
Yeah, it's like a battery.
And that's exercise, it's just running out of time.
Right, for no reason.
There's something true about that.
So I'm not going to waste.
Like a light switch.
Yep, I'm not going to waste them. I mean, I've wasted so many over the years. So many. And as I get older now, I realize I shouldn't be so
You've
careless.
You've wasted boners?
I've wasted a lot of them over
the
years.
I don't think I've ever wasted any of them.
I mean, I just... I,
some were better.
There were too many.
Better use than others, but they were all useful.
Too many. No, I was hurting myself when I was younger. Like, there was no need for that. Scale it back. Come on. Calm down. You got your whole life to do this. And someday you're going to be 40, and, you know, you're going to want that thing to still work properly.
You're going to use that thing for 9 hours straight.
No, I couldn't have used it for a part of it. It was way too painful.
Were you sad?
I was scared, wasn't it?
More scared than sad.
It's fear. It wasn't sad, just scared. Talking to God. A lot of prayers. And he answered them. So if you need any more proof.
So no more porn for you?
No, I didn't say no more.
I'm just saying, what did you promise him? You had to deal with him.
You know, it was promised that I'll be a better, better person. I go to church in the morning, which I didn't do. You know, stuff like that.
Did you say no more?
Just no, I didn't say no more porn. Maybe something like that. Like I did promise to be a better person. You know,
with the porn.
Just in general.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
Stop wasting my life. I promise. Just please get me out of this. And he really tested me. I was like Job on Saturday. I think. I don't actually know what.
Well, what about Job, Sunday? Did you do any of that stuff?
Well, no. Like I said, I didn't go to church, but I felt like he told me, I've got the feeling Sunday morning that he said it was okay that I didn't need to go.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. That, you know, we had a good...
How did he tell you?
Because we had a good talk. I could sense it. I didn't feel the urge to go on Sunday morning. He wasn't calling me to go to church.
And then you watched some porno?
No.
Well, how'd you get an erection?
Well, later.
You can't get an erection
later that day, just to test it out.
Yeah, so yeah. God said that was cool. Give it a little looky loo.
Well, I did, like, you know, I did some stuff that day. I spent some time with family, and I did a lot, you know, I made food for people. I served others, right? I mean, I wasn't washing their feet.
And then you said, hey, God, I'm going
to... Then at the end of the night, I was like, I need to test this, and he said, go for it.
Yeah, he said, sure.
He said, I think you'll be happy with the results.
With where we've come, with our bargaining.
He said, I think you're going to like what I've done with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was right. It worked. And I said, thank you again. Props.
Hmm.
That was that.
And you're not curious why it happened?
Well, sure.
I mean, you just said that it was God punishing you.
Well,
so you're good with it.
I mean, even if it's God punishing me, he has to do it through, you know, he's just the hand. The scissor is still undiagnosed. I don't know.
I mean, he could clear that up once you bargained.
Well, maybe. But yeah, if there's something, you know, wrong with me biologically that could cause problems in the future, yeah, that does concern me a little, but I'm not ready to go. Like, it's like searching your loved one's phone. I don't want to start digging through their phone.
Through God's chat history with you?
Through my penis's, you know, health history. That's what I don't. I don't want someone else doing that. That's for sure.
Don't be Diddy. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.